did move to Denton, what was it like?
Well, you know, of course, we started school, and we had only one school. That was Fred Douglas. And there was the high school and the elementary school were on the same campus. And so we went to school, and of course, we made friends, and we had each of us went, our first grade teacher, with the exception of my oldest sister and brother, was Miss Alice Alexander. Of course, she was everybody's teacher in the first grade. All the kids remembered her. And we had lots of fun with her because she acted like she was a child along with us. Everyone loved her. And, but, you know, that's basically what happened. And of course, we had a little park over on Avenue S that we could go over there and play. And this park was called the Big Park. And, but it was lots of fun. And then we used to cut through the cemetery and go to Simon Hill. We had friends over there and schoolmates that we visited. It was a lot of fun. Even though, you know, we didn't have a lot, but we really enjoyed our childhood growing up. Mm-hmm.
Was Denton heavily segregated?
Yes.
You tell me a little bit more about, like, what parts of Denton were, was every aspect of Denton segregated, or was it certain?
Yes. Yes. You know, we could go in the drugstores, and but you could buy an ice cream cone, but you couldn't sit down. And I remember Fred Hill telling me that he didn't know. He went to Brooks drugstore, and he ordered an ice cream cone, and he sat down. But all in all, you know, it was, like I say, heavily segregated.